This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So question, can Tesla stop dreaming so big? Should it? Will it? Or has the company's ambition to turn Tesla into a dominant car player become a liability instead of an asset? Think it over. We're talking about it after these tech headlines. And moving over to CEO Elon Musk's other ventures, his SpaceX company is raising another $500 million in funding. This is as questions about the viability of an internet via satellite business called Starlink come to the table. Considered key to the company's growth, industry estimates suggest that Starlink will cost $10 billion to launch. And what it is a proposed constellation that eventually could amount to as many as 11,000 interconnected satellites, providing ubiquitous broadband connectivity worldwide. For reference, the largest such network operating today has fewer than 100 satellites aloft. Goldman Sachs said 5G won't move China's wireless sector until 2021. It says that until then, slowing data price drops and the introduction of national mobile number portability will be more important to earnings. The journal says that in the new environment, Goldman sees China Telecom winning, since it's grabbed 44% of the industry's net new mobile subscribers in the past year. This is as customer satisfaction ratings tops rivals. Goldman notes that it expects continued market share gains as it upgrades China Telecom to buy and raises its stock target 24%. The journal notes that Uber's recent IPO filing shows a company that is very steeped in artificial intelligence. While legacy industries like retail and banking are adding AI to their business operations, Uber is built on predictive algorithms almost exclusively, ones that match real-time demand with spot pricing in hyperlocal zones, as small as several city blocks. The journal goes on to note that AI isn't just an appendage to Uber, but the heart of the company, and that its drivers don't have human bosses, they literally just answer to algorithms. And amid a flurry of tech stock offerings, Uber, with an expected valuation of $90 to $100 billion, is expected to be the biggest initial public offering this year. Coming up, why Tesla can't stop dreaming big. Heard on the streets, Charlie Grant writes, constant upheaval at Tesla is reflecting a company trapped by its own ambition. Our CEO Elon Musk's ambitions to turn Tesla into a dominant automobile player becoming a liability is the question we land on. Let's talk about it more. Joining us in the podcast studio with more, Heard on the Streets, Charlie Grant. Welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's start with the latest. Tesla, or I think, as of Monday, as of Monday afternoon, Tesla just stopped online sales of its $35,000 version of the Model 3 sedan. This was after it said it would start selling the car, that sales for all of its cars would move online. What do we make of this turnaround? Is it the latest sign that Tesla is struggling to keep up with its mass market expectations?
Well, for Tesla, 6 weeks in between major strategy shifts is a long time. But 6 weeks have passed and Tesla is once again back at the drawing board. It's really just the latest of what's been a struggle all year to just break into the mass market selling electric cars. People warned Tesla this was going to be a challenge, and they went headlong into it, and they're finding out that it's a challenge. Constantly changing the prices, cutting jobs, closing stores. This past flap wasn't, you know, a big deal financially for the company necessarily, but it was just the latest sign that something's really not right here.
And, you know, you just mentioned a bunch of bullet points there. We come to the table with all of these cold, hard facts. Yet, Tesla investors, as you know, they're known for their optimism. Has the latest caused some more concern? What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, the stock's down a little bit, but not really. I think the believers still believe and the skeptics are still skeptical. Kind of the same story every year with this company. The strategy issues that have become apparent, you know, it suggests to me that, you know, maybe the mass market is too big for electric cars, that it's still a luxury niche product. And Tesla, in a perfect world, if Tesla could just go back to the drawing board, in theory, I think scaling back on their strategy would make a lot of sense.
Okay, so let's talk about some options. You know, it's always tough. We have these conversations. Things change. Moves are made. In the more immediate future, what are Tesla's options, either short term or how do you see this panning out in terms of trying to keep this dream alive?
Well, I don't think they can abandon the mass market dream, even though it really would make a lot of sense to do so. Tesla use, how did they become a beloved company? They made these great cars for small audiences with wild word of mouth. People couldn't get enough. People wanted more.
The hype was real.
Now anyone can get one, and the financial realities are challenging, and the operational realities are very challenging. Tesla could rebuild its brand, I think, by, you know, going back to its roots a little bit. The trouble is Tesla has so many long-term commitments on its balance sheet that it really does not have the flexibility to change strategy the way you'd like. They've got a lot of debt. They agreed to buy a lot of batteries from their main supplier many years ago. And those purchases are contractually obligated. You can't just turn them off if demand isn't there. Mm-hmm. And they estimated demand years ago, and it doesn't seem to be living up to expectations. And unfortunately for Tesla, they're just going to have to do their best to try and make this work.
Okay. Well, here we are after its latest strategy shift. This is obviously a long story that we've been following for quite some time.
Many, many years.
So thank you for the latest check-in, Charlie. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks.
For more on Charlie Grant's Tesla analysis, you can head to Heard on the Street at WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.